This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
69% of us have at least one pet and we view them as an extension of the family. In my case, my dog, Fuzzy, has been with me for 17 years, which is a pretty good chunk of my time. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking the stories he could tell. Lucky he can't talk. I've never been one to give my pet a kiss, although occasionally he waits and, you know, catches an opportunity where he just goes, and then I get it and I can't stop it. But some people actually go ahead and let their pets lick them in the face. Well, is it okay? Well, Dr. Sarah McLean is a lecturer in public and environmental health at Swinburne University, knows the answer. Sarah, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure you've heard that it's okay to let your dog lick you on the face. And some people say, oh, but a dog's mouth is one of the cleanest place. That's a myth, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So dogs and cats can have lots of bacteria inside their oral cavities, just like we do as well. And they might not be harmful for the dogs themselves, but if they lick us, and particularly if they lick our open mouths or our eyes or if we have wounds, then they can transfer those bacteria into our bodies and they can cause problems.
What are some of the sort of diseases that can be transmitted?
There's a whole bunch of diseases that can be transmitted from our pets, and they range from like viruses, fungi, parasites and bacteria. So one of the cases that's been in the news over the past few weeks is that the bacteria capnocytophaga, which is one of those ones that that cats and dogs carry naturally often in their mouths, and a woman in WA unfortunately died from that infection where she was bitten or nipped by a friend's dog and it caused an infection, and then she actually succumbed to that infection after a couple of weeks. So that's one of the really nasty ones, but it's really rare. We don't hear about it often, and usually it's in people who have some underlying condition which affects their immune system.
Do most dogs carry that particular bacteria?
Yeah, it's quite common, but it's not common in causing diseases in people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, a lot of people might get licked and there might be some transfer of that bacteria, but it's not very common that it would actually cause an infection.
Is it just the pet that can pass on the bacteria or the virus to us? Can we pass it back to them as well?
Yeah, potentially. So the diseases that we're talking about here, they're called the zoonotic diseases, which essentially means that they're shared between animals and people. So it's the same pathogen, but it can be transmitted to people or in some cases back to animals. So yes, it's probably less well studied than the other way around, but it's possible.
We're chatting with Dr. Sarah McLean from Swinburne University of Technology about whether it's okay to kiss your pet. When I had a cat, Sarah, I was always told use gloves and be really careful when cleaning the litter tray. And I think it was toxoplasmosis was the concern at the time. How important is it to clean up after your dog?
It's also very important. So yes, toxoplasmosis is one of those parasites that's associated with cat feces, but dog feces can also carry a range of different bugs, things that can cause like gastroenteritis in people. So when you're picking up your dog poo, you should be really careful and also wash your hands afterwards. And it's not just the poo. It's, if you think about it, you know, dogs love licking their bums. They love licking all sorts of different things that they find out in the environment. So anything that a dog touches with its mouth, you want to be careful.
They always come up to us and lick us straight after they lick their bum too.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't actually do it on purpose.
Now, let's say we've got our dog and obviously the dog's not trained properly and it just kisses us. What's the best way to minimise the risk of getting these diseases?
Yeah, look, and I have to say I'm a dog lover. I have two dogs, one who I think he's probably a bit cleaner than the other one because he's an old fella. Whoa. He stays inside for most of the time and he's not that interested in sniffing around outside, whereas the other one is quite disgusting and she loves the great outdoors and rolling around in anything that she can find. So it's more just about setting up those good habits. Like, don't let your dogs and cats, if you can, lick you on the face. So it sometimes happens, like you said, they can sneak up on you. But if they sort of lick your mouth or lick your eyes, it's just like those good hygiene practices. Go and wash your face or rinse your mouth out, and that'll limit your risk of picking up something that they might be carrying.
Sarah, what about if we let our dog or cat sleep on the bed? Is that bad as well?
I'm guilty of that. I have, as I said, the clean dog, because he's old. He has been on our bed. He's 11, so he's been doing that since he was a pup. And it's not great practice. We know that overnight you're increasing your exposure to any pathogens that they might be carrying because you're sleeping next to them for 8 hours at a time. So I would just be cautious about doing it and just keep in mind, you know, your cats and your dogs, they're not following the same types of hygiene procedures that we follow. They're not taking their shoes off or having a shower when they come in. So whatever they've been rolling around in, that's going to be on your bedspread at night. So it just means you need to be really careful about making sure that you're washing that really frequently.
And as we know, older dog owners or owners of dogs that are older, once you've got the habit of them sleeping on a bed entrenched, it's really hard to stop it.
Oh, absolutely. That was why when we got our second dog, who's a puppy, I was adamant that we weren't going to start it because
poor puppy.
Two dogs and two people, that's too many in a bed.
Now, there's lots of benefits, though, in owning a pet, isn't there? Is it, I suppose, okay to allow a bit of a kiss, given that there's all these other benefits from, you know, having a pet in your family?
Absolutely. And I think that's an important thing to mention. We don't want to scare people about sharing affection with their pets. We know that pets are really important members of our family and extensions of our family, like you said. But it's just about trying not to anthropomorphize them. You don't want to treat them as people because they are animals, but still sharing affection, cuddling, patting, and giving a peck on the head, that's okay. Just try to avoid face licking and open wound licking.
Fantastic, Sarah. Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah McLean, lecturer in public and environmental health at Swinburne University.
This is Joy Drive. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.